down in the back.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Ready? 4134.
Hello.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
okay,
I can.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Okay, I'm glad I got you the other day. YouTube was acting real funny earlier today. Had me stressing, pulling my hair out.
Yeah. It had me stressing out too, child.
But, okay, this, honestly, Armand, this whole situation that we talking about now is the one of the main reasons why I just deleted all of my social media, like Instagram and Facebook, because I just think it's real funny how literally right after Cardi B announced her pregnancy that this rumor, that Jesse Wu come out the blue out of nowhere and say, oh, this person from Cardi's team, she specifically said somebody from Cardi's team told her that they were going to sign Cardi, take down Nicki. So she knew exactly what she was doing when she said that. I don't care what she say, nobody else say. She knew exactly what she was doing when she did that. And like I said, this whole thing, like social media and then the way that everybody was really just attacking Cardi like that, like, it's sad and it's stupid, like, for real, for real. And that's one of the main reasons why I really got off social media, because it's so all the pandering, all the celebrity worship, like, people really worship celebrities. It really irritates my soul and how they really just attack this woman off of something that Jesse Who said. Because then nobody know who that girl was. I don't care what they talking about, since she was making skits on YouTube before she got on Love & Hip Hop. Then nobody know who that girl was. She had to build up her name. That's why she got on Love & Hip Hop. And now I guess she releasing some music, and now she want to create a name for herself. And what do people do now these days and age to make a name for themselves? They for some reason, Nicki name always come out their mouth, and everybody want to pander to Nicki. I don't know why.
Yes.
But that is exact. I don't know. I just don't like it. I don't respect it. And she always come off, Jesse Wu on Love & Hip Hop, she tried to come off as this good, wholesome girl. You know, her mama's a preacher or whatever. But it's like, then you turn around and you do this. I'm not with it. I'm not here for it. But I know you know what I'm saying, got a bunch of other calls that you want to take. So I'm going to let you go ahead.
Thanks, Boo. We'll take some more. Yeah. Thanks for calling in. All right. 1007.
Yo, what's going on, Armand?
Hey, what's popping?
Not much. I first had one to talk about the bow ties.
Okay. I can't hear you. Speak up, please.
I said I had one to talk about the Lil Nas X thing.
Okay, let's talk about it.
I think a lot of people are secretly homophobic, and they don't want to accept it because, like, you never hear outcries about when men and women kiss on stage, or even like you brought up, when you got two women kissing on stage, you never really hear it. I mean, well, you might have heard a little bit of an outcry over Cardi B with the WAP, but for the most part, man, you know, this whole outrage that we're seeing,
people can't hear. You got to speak up. I'm going to come back because no, we cannot hear you. Okay, I'm going to come back to that. 2932, you live on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I wanted to come talk about how Nicki is, like, almost in her 40s, right?
Okay.
And you're talking about Cardi and Megan. They cannot call themselves a queen until they surpassed or been the game at a high position like Nicki has been the past 11, 12 years.
Okay.
So you're not even close to be even coming a queen. So I can't believe you're going to say that Cardi can call herself a queen.
You can't?
You think
when
Cardi
have,
can call herself
when you have
a queen,
five number one records, you can call yourself a queen. And a Grammy Award? For a best rap album, you can call yourself a queen if you wanted to. She definitely can. If she wanted to flex that muscle, she can.
Nicki still got more awards than Cardi.
Still, again,
isn't
she has
true?
Five number one records and three solo number ones with the Grammy for best rap album.
And Nicki still has the biggest debut of a female solo artist selling album. She's
okay.
Already haven't passed that.
But again, sir, we're talking about female rapper. Does Nicki Minaj have a Grammy for rap album?
A lot of people don't have a Grammy and they're considered the best.
Yeah, but I mean, imagine having the Grammy. So if people can not have it and consider themselves the best, what do you think that somebody with it can consider themselves?
So Grammys worth more than sales of their debut album?
No, at this point, we're just talking about all the things that Cardi B has accomplished. 3 solo number ones, 5 number one records, diamond records, number one rap album.
Yes, Nicki had that too.
No, she did not. Nicki doesn't have a diamond
she
record.
She didn't have
a
number one rap album?
No, she did not have the number one rap album.
She never had a number one rap album.
Listen, she has not had a number one single solo, and she did not win a Grammy for Best Rap Album, okay? All I'm saying is this. I'm not taking away from what Nicki Minaj is doing, but we cannot sit here and say that Cardi B cannot flex the muscle of being a queen when she has accomplished and broken records that your queen has not done or accomplished. Period.
No, she could call herself a queen, but longevity means something. And I'm just saying,
we're 5 years in. We're 5 years in.
Let's see where she is in 7 more years. Let's see. I'm just saying, she got a long way to go. Nicki been in this injury for a long time. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to give her her props. Because it sounds like a Nicki.
You can give Nicki Minaj her props without taking away Cardi B's success.
And I agree. And one more thing about Megan. Megan is not – you think Megan's that girl, but Megan's not selling like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, Megan is not selling like that. She's not. I'm not going to sit here and act like she is, but Megan Thee Stallion, she's a hard worker. And she's a performer. I like her. I like her. I will like her work ethic. Megan, it's not a party if Megan Thee Stallion is not playing through the speaker. Megan Thee Stallion is a hot girl. Like, I need Megan Thee Stallion to be in the rotation. That just is what it is
right.
for me.
Right. I would say she's the top – right now, the top 3 girls are her, Doja, and Cardi, who's performing.
That's just what it is. That's a fact.
Right.
I agree. All right.
I would just give my 2 cents. That was it.
All right.
I like your show.
All right. Thanks. Bye. Okay. Let's get into some things. All right. 0733, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, Armand.
Yes.
Hi, Armand.
Hey,
I love
what's
you.
Going on?
I just want to say
I love
that.
You for watching.
Thank you. Listen, oh my God, I've never done this before. Okay, let me be quick. Can you hear me clear? I'm in Minnesota. I'm calling from Austin, Minnesota.
Yeah, girl.
Okay.
Shout out to you in Minnesota.
Thank you. First off, my name is Dee, by the way.
Okay.
I want to say about Megan Thee Stallion. You know, like you said, Megan Thee Stallion is that hot girl. You know what I'm saying? I love her work ethic. I love her. And not only that, we're talking Beyonce and Jay. She got the clout behind her. And so, yeah, she needs to continue riding that wave. And then as far as Cardi, I love Cardi B. But I'm going to tell you, I'm a woman of a certain age.
Okay.
And Nicki, as far as I'm concerned, the reason for me that Cardi – the reason she ain't flexing that muscle yet is because there will be a lot of pushback if she did. Because you know, we have to be honest. Cardi B is the shit. Her energy is wonderful, but she doesn't have, to me, the work ethic. She doesn't have that hunger like she used to when she was on Love and Hip Hop. I mean, she don't have that hunger. Like, you know, like you said, I believe like her and Nicki both, they've been into some relationships, you know what I'm saying? They've made some, what do you call it, compromises with themselves. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Nicki, now Cardi's pregnant with her second child. I mean, even if she wanted to, you just can't be out here bumping and jumping with a bun in the oven. So that's going to slow you down right there. Okay, now Nicki done had her first child. She got issues with her husband. She got court shit. Her dad done died. I mean, a lot of things have happened. Her brother done went to prison. No excuses. But I still believe that once Nicki, when she pull it together for real, She going to come back. She going to come back a beast. I have every faith in her. Nikki is still the queen of rap. She just is. And that $85 million, she's the highest still out of everybody. I look at Queen. I love Queen Latifah. I love everybody. She is the highest paid rapper, female rapper to date with $85 million. And that ain't even a lot of money. You see what I'm saying?
It's a lot of money to me, child. I wish I had 85.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 yeah.
$85 million. You know, $85 is a lot of money to me. Shit. No.
All right, bye, girl, because you just cussing. Thank you for following from Minnesota. All right, 7518. You live on the air.
Oh shit.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. What's going on?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, is this bitch recording? Okay, I'm on.
No, not no more. You're doing too much. It's the whisper for me. 9633, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey, hello.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, my God, Armand. I'm from Connecticut. I love you.
Okay.
I can't believe I got on. But I have
yes.
a question.
Okay.
Okay, so am I able to speak freely? You're not going to get offended, right?
No, I'm not going to get offended.
Okay.
Just don't curse.
So, I won't, I promise. So I feel like the only accomplishment that Cardi B has had since Nicki unfollowed you was the diamond thing. And I feel like before you were windmilling for Nicki, like OD, right? And now I feel like you just go really, really hard on her. Like, it's
wow.
kind of weird.
Okay,
it
so
is.
The
and I'm
conversation.
Being
so the okay,
like,
and that, okay. So let's talk about this because this always comes up. So here's the conversation is: was Cardi B here to take down Nicki Minaj? And I'm going hard on Nicki because I said that I don't agree with that. Did you guys not hear me say that I felt like there was a large amount of support for Cardi B in, out of spite of Nicki Minaj? No one ever hears when I say that stuff. But I'm not going to sit up here and pretend that somebody said, let's go and make Cardi B. You can't make somebody famous. I mean, you can, but you can't.
Right.
Like, there's got to be something to work with. Cardi B was already hot, and it stuck. Like, that's just what it is. Why do we want to...
But I'm going off of based on what you've said in the past. And
but
I've
said this
you.
In the past that Cardi B, people supported Cardi B out of spite. But the girl, after that, it's people have been continuously supporting her. She's continuously worked. And Nicki Minaj, whether you want to admit it or
okay,
not,
so
Nicki Minaj has continuously
Cardi B,
done nothing.
Can I ask you that? When did you start supporting Cardi B?
When did I start supporting Cardi B?
Yes.
I started supporting Cardi B probably about 2-3 years ago heavily, maybe 2 years ago.
I feel like it was when Nicki unfollowed you.
You feel like it was when, okay, and again, actually, you know,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you exactly when I started supporting Cardi B. There was a story that was out. And I was doing the story, and I had been dragging Cardi B, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know that. The story was out. She jumped in my DM and was like, hey, this isn't right. I'm sorry that you got the information wrong. And I'm like, okay, well, give me the right information. She talked back, gave me the right information. So at that moment, I'm like, okay, she doesn't hold grudges. She don't get in her feelings, and she understands that this is business. So at that moment, I'm like, I could rock with her because she understands people have opinions. And as long as you're not being salacious and as long as you're not lying, she doesn't get offended. I can respect that. Nicki Minaj, on the other hand, I feel like if you're not sucking farts out of her ass, then she doesn't like you. Period.
Okay, listen, I can agree, but I wonder, like, how the Cardi B fans, like, react to you, because I don't remember you saying anything positive about her, honestly.
Oh, I don't, well, then you need to go back and watch. even because I'm equal opportunity. I've dragged, but then I've always gave compliments as well. So you need to go back and watch those videos. They up.
Yeah, I just
now
feel like
this is not about me, but okay. So you got your one off about me. So
okay,
now let's get to Jesse Wu and let's get to, because this is not a live about me, but I did answer that for you.
I will comment. I do feel like Cardi B was a plant because I feel like she's just outside of her rapping. Like even the way she speaks. Like I'm a black woman. If I was around speaking that way, I would be called so many things. Okay, I would be ridiculed. But it's praised. This illiterate ghetto caricature of a person is praised, and people love Cardi B. But could you imagine if Nicki Minaj wrote a comment under someone's post saying the word forbit? Like literally. She would be dragged, she would be called ghetto, stupid, all these things. But oh, it's just Cardi. She's bilingual. All these excuses. Mm-hmm. Even when it comes to rap, she doesn't write a lot of her things, but there's excuses. So I know she has all these accolades and she's getting all these awards and people are saying she's the queen. But I just can't agree because, like, I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't listen to Cardi B music. I do, okay? But I don't think she's a queen. I just don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. And when people say that, it's just laughable to me because It makes no sense.
Are you a little bit jealous of Cardi B? Are you a little bit envious? Do you feel like you want to be a little bit more ignorant at times? Do you feel like you are not allowed to be?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So why do you care?
Because I watch your show.
No, but I'm saying, why do you care? She's not black. She doesn't represent you. So why do you care about how she talks? Versus
because
how
I
you
like
would be
Tupac.
Looked at as if you talk. You wouldn't want to talk that way. So why do you care?
Because people who look like me, when they speak that way, they're ridiculed.
Okay.
But she's not. And people who look like me, they love it. That's why I care. But they wouldn't love it if it was me. That's why. And they wouldn't love
but
it.
But you shouldn't
want to
talk like that.
Right, but you shouldn't praise someone and call them a queen when they can't even speak properly. But you do, because what she has.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I love you.
I mean, I love you too. I love you too. It just sounds a little bit of bitterness.
But it's not, though, because someone could say you're bitter because Nicki unfollowed you.
That's what you said.
Right, but is that a fact, though? Because you feel how you feel and I feel how I feel. Nobody's right.
Too.
It's all opinions.
Yes. But at the same time, it's like to call someone, to be mad at someone with a speech impediment and to try to take away their successful accolades because they don't know how to really speak clearly.
No, I'm
that
not
That sounds
mad at
like a hater.
I'm mad at the receivement. Because if I had a speech impediment and I was trying to be a rapper and I looked the way I looked, they wouldn't receive me well. But because she is... Because she, what is the word to use? Racially ambiguous? That's what you like to say? Because she
well,
looks
no,
that
Latino
way.
Latino to
okay.
me.
Well, I've heard you say that in the past. So it's just a very alarming to me that when Nicki unfollowed you, you just became Cardi. That's what it seems like.
Well,
it
you can
like
couple
that.
Well, I, here you can couple that with the fact that I had drugged Cardi B. And she still gave me the correct information that I needed to do my job. And she took out the fact that I had gave her harsh criticism. And she still understood that it was my job. So I can respect any person that can not take it so personal when you don't agree with how they're doing. So at that point, I gain a certain level of respect for you because I realize that, hey, you're not trying to control what I'm saying. That's why I like
right.
Cardi.
And at the same time, I still watch you. Like, I mean, that's how you feel. Like, it doesn't matter. You know, I still enjoy your show, but I don't agree all the time. That's all.
You don't have to, and this is why we have this open forum here. But we got 20 callers in the queue, but I'm glad that you called in. Thanks, Boo. Got to call you back. Bye. See you on the next one. All right. So let's keep it moving. Okay, 6670. I'm not going to get to everybody's super chats at the top. It's way too many people in here to let everybody talk. 6670, I'm coming to you. If I could find the number. All right, 6670.
What's going on, Armand? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not much, man. I just had to get a couple things off of my chest about kind of what I've been hearing. First of all, I do want to say I think Jesse Wu is a clout chaser. This is no such thing as a coincidence for her to drop that story. She knew exactly what she was doing. You know what I mean? But it's worked for many others, so I get it. But I was just laughing at, like, some of the last callers who say, no, I'm not trying to take nothing from Cardi, but she didn't do this and she didn't do that. Instead of just saying, hey, Nicki's successful in her own way and Cardi's successful in her own way and they're both queens. If that's really, you know what I mean? Like, if that's how you feel about it. And so it was just funny to me to kind of hear, like, every time we had these Nicki and Cardi conversations, everybody got to bring up stats and stuff. And I'm just like, it's irrelevant because first of all, you shouldn't have the time to. And second of all, in my opinion, Invasion of Privacy was very cool. She dropped that album and did 255K with no merch. You know what I mean? She didn't have no bundles with that. You couldn't get no download, and she didn't release physical copies until January 2019. So imagine if she had done all that. You know, when you got girls, you know, selling their CDs out of ice cream trucks in the middle of Times Square. You know, so it's hard to not be shady in that respect. But I also just kind of wanted to mention the last caller was kind of mocking Cardi for her speech impediment, how she speaks. I thought that was very unnecessary and very hateful. Obviously, people know how Cardi speaks. If it's not impeding her success, you shouldn't have a problem with it. We don't know how anybody else would do with how they speak because that's not the position that we're in. We've had other, you know, off-black rappers. We've had Iggy Azalea. We've had mixed rappers. We've got all different kinds of rappers that have been successful in their own way. So it's kind of hard to try to build an argument off of that. But I was kind of curious as to kind of, you know, what you kind of felt about that. Like, do you think that that's something, the way that Cardi B presents herself, is something that she needs to work on or that is holding her back?
No, I think that that's what's making it work for her. And at the end of the day, let me tell you something. There's no way that's a problem when you got the city girls out here being scammers, ignorant, ghetto, and then we got Saucy Santana being a ratchet city girl, gay boy. Like, I mean, come on. So it's okay for the city girls to be scammers and go to jail and be ratchet Florida people, and then Saucy Santana is the offspring of that, and it's ghetto, ratchet, scamming. And all that's sickening, and we eating it, but Cardi B can't be ignorant. We love Jocelyn Hernandez for being ignorant and retarded.
Right. See, it just depends on who people gravitate to more towards. And you can always tell when you're talking to a Barb because they'll start out by saying that, but then they'll throw shots her way, you know what I mean, and kind of say, yeah, she did this, but that's because of this, that's because of that. And I think it's so petty, and it's time for him to move on. Cardi has accumulated and amassed a lot of success. It doesn't seem like, you know, she's going anywhere anytime soon. You got Meg on the come up. You got a lot of girls out here eating, and it's too much space to be trying to pin people together. And it's crazy to me. I just don't get it.
All right, boy, I gotta let you go. Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Okay. Let me get this one. Okay. So what if you did start dragging Nicki when she unfollowed? Cardi follows me, so of course you're going to mess with who mess with you. Exactly. Period. I like who like me. Thank you to IE Network. Okay, 1775, you're live on the air.
Hey,
hello?
Baby.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, Armand.
Yes, what's
yeah,
going on,
so
baby?
I wanted to... Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to call. I wanted to talk about Lil Nas X. Yes, I wanted to talk about Lil Nas X. So my thing is, like, the thing is, people are talking about Lil Nas X now, and I'm very happy for his success and everything he's been accomplishing. My thing that irritates me about him is that he's using being gay, I think, to be successful. Because if you really look at, like, the, his red carpet appearance, it was trash. I think the music is trash. But I'm going to kiss a man on stage because I'm going to get people talking about me. I'm going to kiss the devil. I'm going to put out all these, I've seen all this dumb shit to get people talking. And I think he's really putting out all these super antics to supersede that his talent just isn't there. It's just not there. And he's a super troll, and that's the shit that's irritating me.
Hey, you're doing two curses. I have to hang up on you. Doing two. But I agree. Here's the thing. So Lil Nas X is using his sexuality. But, I mean, I'm not mad at him. You're gay. Make it work for you. Is he doing everything for shock value? Absolutely. I mean, you can see that. A blind person can see that. I mean, but we fought for it every time. All you got to do is stop responding to it. I mean, that's exactly what he's doing.
But the internet's not going to stop this to him. That's the
and
thing
so he's
going to
keep doing
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's like it comes down to like, okay, so what are we doing as a culture now? Because if someone speaks, so you have someone like Diddy that says, "Oh, he's doing an amazing job," and
No, I'm listening.
Oh, so you have someone like Diddy that says, "Oh, he's doing an amazing job," and you have all these celebrities like, "Go, baby, I support you and this and that." But really, let's just be completely honest. As you said, you were there in person. These niggas weren't even listening or paying attention. So you have to, if you were to speak out and say, "No, I wasn't really feeling it." If somebody speak out and say, "Lil Nas X music is trash," you are homophobic. It don't have to be that, like, I don't like his music. It's Lil Nas, you homophobic. So I think a lot of these entertainers, athletes, artists, they're leaning towards that, "I'm gay," because they want to get that community on their side so they can't be criticized for the lack of talent. And that's what's going on now. And Lil Nas X is the forefront of that shit, of it. He's a troll. He's trolling people. This man got Egyptian symbols on him during his performance, kissing other men. But he wants to troll. He just wants to troll the black community.
I see where you're saying where he's trolling. But at the same time, he's also making a statement by kissing the man. Madonna's done it. Britney's done it. You know, they've tapped Lil Kim on the
talent. They all had talent. Every one of those women that went on stage had talent. Lil Nas,
well, talent
honestly,
is subjective. Now, I don't think that he's that
That's
talented
subjective.
In the music.
That is subjective.
I don't think that he's that great musically, but some people do.
Right. But if you look up people that nobody's talking about Lil Nas X song that he performed.
Well, I mean, he's had the longest standing number one ever. I mean, he's beat Mariah Carey's record. He's got four Grammy
it's
awards.
Because of his antics. That song is
well,
trash.
Well, the antics didn't come. Old Town Road was before the antics. The antics came after he solidified himself. He was
Lil Nas X, Lil Nas X song was just as good as Young and May's first song that just came out. I mean, that came out when she first came out. The old song, it was the one hit thing. Lil Nas X was able to capitalize on the internet. Young and May just couldn't figure out how to capitalize. He capitalized on how to be a troll and gain conversation on the internet. That's all. Oh, he's the one-hit wonder, but he's just a troll. He's literally a professional troll, and people don't know he was a troll before he got famous.
I agree with that. He definitely is a troll. He definitely is a troll.
He's a troll. Absolutely. And he's trolling everybody. this whole gay agenda thing, he wants, like, the gay people on his side and for him. Because if anybody come out and say Lil Nas X is not good, Lil Nas X ain't good, oh, you a homophobe. It don't mean you're a homophobe. We just think his music's trash. Let's talk about his music.
Mm-hmm.
That shit fuck.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have to let you go. She's just too. It's too much cursing. I tried. I had to let you go. Because that's my girlfriend. But she was just sending me with the cursing. Okay, 5385. You're live on the air.
First of all, start with Lil Nas, because this girl is beyond crazy. How is he trying to capitalize off being gay when he is gay, number one? Number two, of course he's going to want the gay community to support him. He is gay. You want your people to support you. Just like black artists want the black community to support them, he wants the LGBT community to support him. I don't understand how she says he's a one-hit wonder when his songs have charted on Billboard. To be a one-hit wonder, only one of your songs has charted. His songs are charting. Right now it's at number 48 on iTunes and Apple Music number 34. And I'm not even a little Nas fan, but the delusion is hilarious because Sam Smith, who had a long run, also came out as gay, and people supported him because he's gay. If your people support you, what's the problem? That's what I'm trying to – there's no, and I hate when they say the gay agenda.
Mm.
No, maybe he's doing it because it's Pride Month. Maybe he's tired of seeing how women are accepted for making out who are heterosexual and like to kiss and click. What is that, bait? Gay bait?
Gay
like,
bait,
no.
Yeah, gay baiting. Mm-hmm.
Right. So for someone being themselves, oh, no, it's an agenda? Y'all crazy. I'm sorry, but that's delusional. And dressing Egyptian, he was paying homage to Michael Jackson, End of Time. Did you not hear the End of Time playing when they did the little rundown? Okay. But it's just crazy that people will, like, criticize him. And it comes from the black community, like the heterosexual one, where they want to use that whole gay agenda. The gay, and they emphasize that big, the gay agenda. Okay, so he's gay. If you don't like his music, that's good. But to try to say that someone's using a gay agenda because they're being themselves, I think it's nasty and it's sick. And maybe your man cheated on you with a man, and that's why you feel that way. Anyway, on to the next topic. Because that's been irritating me all day, because Megan Thee Stallion literally made out with Carisha last night at an after party, posted it on the blogs, and everyone's like, oh, it's a hot girl summer. Oh,
well, see, my
them.
Thing, that doesn't
blah,
really
blah,
bother
blah.
Me. Like, I already understand how that goes when it comes to that. But I did understand where she was. I think I understood where she was saying, basically, that Lil Nas. While I agree with you, I agree with her, too, because it would be different if this was like Frank Ocean or, I don't know, someone else. The only reason why I think it's interesting, I'm not mad at Lil Nas X because I get it. He definitely is trolling a little bit, but I definitely see there was a creative side in it as well. But he is doing things for shock value. But even the heterosexual women did things for shock value. Cardi kissed a woman and up. That was for shock value. Anytime you start kissing the same sex and doing stuff like that on stage, that you want attention. So Lil Nas X is a troll. But at the same time, I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, he's trying to push a gay agenda. He's doing what he does best, getting people to talk. And that's just what it is. I mean, Megan Thee Stallion just tried to create a WAP moment with her video. You know, people need you to talk about it. So it is what it is. I'm not shocked, surprised.
I get that, but I also think he's trolling the black community. He did it at the BET Awards for a reason. Because
I get
the heterosexual black community has a big problem with black gay males expressing themselves.
Yes.
Like, it's funny to me. But I get that he's trolling, but he's trolling because
he's trolling for a reason.
Trolling
for a reason. Mm-hmm.
Next thing, of course, that caller that said that Cardi's pregnancy is going to stop her. Let's not act like invasion of privacy. She wasn't pregnant, and she was hardworking. It went number one. She got how many number ones for it? It got Rap Album of the Year. She was still performing pregnant and still doing what needed to be done. She said that the pregnancy is going to stop her. She just finished Fast and the Furious 9. She's filming another movie right now. Pregnancy doesn't stop women. Only women that let that stop them is themselves. Because last time I checked, Cardi's still working right now. She's on set right now. So, no, a pregnancy does not stop someone that doesn't want to be stopped. Didn't Beyonce, wasn't she pregnant and still working? So I don't get that lady said that, because last time I checked, Cardi Pregnant made one of the biggest and most impactful albums, Invasion of Privacy, that is solidified forever, whether people want to admit it or not. Secondly, the Jesse Wu situation, the person that started that and edited that, I DM'd it to you, and of course it was Kyle. And the reason he even deleted it off his page was because Jesse Wu called him out for cropping the video to paint a narrative. As you can see, he also deleted it off his page because Jesse Wu called him out. And as you can see, Jesse Wu is promoting a song. It's called Jesse Wu Can't Catch Me. So clearly, anytime they're about to drop something, they have to bring up Cardi. Regardless, like, it's funny. I just think it's weird.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, she posted her little song, and she's right now, as we speak, she's putting anyone who's supporting on her Insta story, reposting, and she's still following Cardi. Time anyone wants to drop something, they bring up Cardi. And yes, Cardi did come at her, but with rightful reason. It's like the issue is dead. Y'all always try to
bring this back up.
Right. It's like dead it already. Like, another thing. Remember we had this conversation that Lil Kim and Nicki have made amends. I also think that they made amends, because if we look at the Seeing Green writers credits, Lil Kim is credited, and I don't think Nicki would have let that happen, like sampling her interludes into that song. So I do think that they are on speaking terms, because I find that very ironic that she used Lil Kim's interludes for the Seeing Green, even though it was Drake's song. She wouldn't have got on it, right? She wouldn't want Kimberly Jones.
Lil Kim attached
to
that at all. Yeah, no. So there's a conversation that has been had. Yeah, so I definitely – but I'm happy for it. It needed to happen.
Of course. And I said – I wish I could show you my group chat. I said this months ago. I said I wouldn't be surprised if Irving Azoff told Nicki, make amends with Lil Kim and it'll break the internet. So if a versus does happen, her team is smart. Because that's the only thing. It'll say she bridged the gap.
That'll save Nicki Minaj, and that will bring Nicki Minaj back.
And and I hope this is being saved so that when it does come out, we already talked about it. We knew it was coming. Because she's dropping little – and I'm not even a Nicki fan, but, like, it's obvious she's dropping little hints. So whatever interview she's about to have, clearly she's going to express herself and – say she made amends with certain people. She made amends with Drake. I mean, come on now. She has.
All right, Eva, we got to wrap it up. I got people on here. I got to call you back, babe. Love you.
That's
bye.
That's all I have to say. And
what? Come on. Oh, okay, she gone. All right, so let me read some of these super chats. Ayami Takashi. The last caller was ignorant. English isn't my first language, and I took ESL throughout middle school. People made fun of me because how I pronounced certain words like water or war. Someone else said, talk about how Megan Thee Stallion has a whole relationship and she was tonguing down young Miami. Has everyone forgot about Cardi B had 5 million followers on Instagram before Bodak Yellow? Cardi has had a loyal fan base before Love & Hip Hop. Antoinette. K-Mon says, girl, hang up. Armand, bye. Push too well. Hello. Honestly, though, Armand, Nicki cut Nicki some slack a little bit. She has had a baby and lost her dad in less than a year. So, yeah, child. So we had got into some things. We are going to wrap it there. We have been online for a while. We have been online for 2 hours. So we got to wrap up. I love you all for calling in. Remember, if you didn't get on here, make sure you call in and be early. Super chats always to the top, okay? Until next time, I want you guys to keep that same energy. I love you all, and I'll see you niggas soon, all right? Make sure you guys subscribe to the channel. Follow-